Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Come Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. You love Thumb Cellular.
Denny King here at Moore Motors with only three clearance Rams left in stock. How about a 2017 Ram Crew with the award-winning Hemi available at employee price for everyone as low as $31,134? Or my last 17 Ram Bighorn with the 3-liter Eco Diesel that gets almost 30 miles per gallon on the highway as low as $38,619. And last but certainly not least, the 17 Ram 1-ton Crew Cab Laramie with the Cummins Diesel and heavy-duty Eisen transmission for as low is $60,298. They're going fast, so don't wait another minute to stop at Moore Motors in Carroll or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Well, the record book does not lie, and when you're 25-0, you're pretty darn good. And when you do that, it means he beat Flint Beecher. The Bucks fall in the regional finals, and that's because they ran into a buzzsaw of our own, the USA Patriots. Right now we're being joined by Mark Gainforth, head coach for the past 22 years, who just got his 383rd win of his career, and probably one of the most sweet ones.
Oh, absolutely. To beat a program like Beecher and not batting 0-0-0 against them the previous four times, it doesn't get any better than this.
So entering tonight, you lost in 2008, 2009, 2014, and last year, 2017, you lost by 31 points, 95-64. You flip the script and you win by 4 points when it comes down to it, and just you manhandle them every aspect of this ball game. And when Flint Beecher came back in that second half, we're all saying, oh no, here we go. Here's the Flint Beecher we've all seen. Mm-hmm. But then USA, you fought back. You punched him again, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it's down to free throws, and you shot for the night. Let's see here, just a 80% from the free throw line, 16 right. for 20. In that fourth quarter, 14 for 18.
Yeah, and if you take yourself back to Monday, we shot 5 for 13, didn't make a three. And to make that transition from not playing up to our standards, and I'm not taking anything away from Saginaw Naval, they played a great game, but from going from that to this stage, just let our players know they knew where they were at, they knew what stage they were in. That's why I'm so proud of the way they hung in there. I mean, we've been ahead before against Beecher at halftime, and they could just have the ability to turn it up another notch, and they did it. I mean, they made their run when they were up one. And they pulled the ball out. I've told other people this. I thought that was good for us because we needed to take a breath. Our guys were playing hard. They're being pressured full court. And that's a decision their coach made. It could have worked out for him. It worked out for us. And when we got the lead back, we went inside. We just felt, we needed to get in the paint. And Isaiah was just tremendous in there tonight. And again, on Monday, Isaiah had 8 points. And tonight, we just went to him time and time again. They kind of took Fritzy away tonight. So it just flip-flopped. And then Tyler Heckroth, who's 0-for whatever on Monday night, comes up and makes some huge threes for us.
6 in total.
And, that's what basketball, that's why coaches can't sustain a career, because they either die of heart failure or gray hair go bald or whatever. But it's just a tough thing to coach, and I'm saying that sarcastically just because of the momentum swings in games, and you know, it's you just feel you've lost it in the third quarter, but our guys got it back, and then they were men at the free throw line tonight, so it was a great finish for them.
Well, we have a great health organization behind you regardless, so I know that. It's good to be sure. But, John Whitney, what are your thoughts here for
my thoughts was the fact that USA handled the pressure the whole game. Sure, there's turnovers. There's always going to be. But they held their composure. And what I was not anticipating was that Flip Beecher was going to go ahead and simultaneously shorten the game for you.
Yeah. I you know, we thought going in, like last year, I think we had close to 40 points at halftime, and you can't outscore Beecher. You can't. We can't play that tempo. We don't have the bench they do. They're so athletic and they're skilled. I mean, they make threes. So when the score was in our favor, we told the guys, "Well, when if we have a chance to win a 50 or 60 point game," and that's exactly where we were at halftime. So we felt really good about the tempo, but they weren't turning us over. And so they went man, even though it was full court. We've seen some of that Monday night. Just got to give a lot of credit to Hunter and our rest of our guards for, you know, handling the pressure and not turning it over for touchdowns, as Coach Izzo would say. I thought that was a big key. We thought coming in, obviously, that we couldn't turn it over, couldn't give up second shots. We had to rebound. We did exactly those things. So saying that, you win, you know, by four. It doesn't matter if you win by whatever margin. It's just it's great for our kids and the program and the parents and our community. It's just an awesome feeling.
Somewhere in the third quarter, they were doing their best to take Hunter away from you.
Yes.
And you called timeout.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because they didn't go back to the same pressure against Hunter after that, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, they get in. We get into a routine. We have a press offense. We like to run, and at the timeout, we changed it up a little bit. We wanted to get Micah to take the ball out, just show a different look. And I think the different look, just for that, whether it was one or two or three possessions, they took their focus of getting off of Hunter and put it on Micah a little bit. And so doing that for a couple, three possessions allowed us not only for Hunter to take a little bit of a breath, but then it took the pressure, like you said. They didn't deny Hunter, and it wasn't so difficult to get it in. But at the end, too, we had to run some sets to get the ball in because you can't just throw it in. And then again, you don't make your free throws. I'm not here talking to you guys with a smile on my face either. So a lot of things align today. Just face it, and that's how you win games.
Tyler, the first quarter just kind of took care of itself. It was a
yes.
Great start. You know, you just want to have that first 3 minutes and explode on people.
Yep.
But it was in the second quarter when Tyler hit that second three-pointer. Mm-hmm. That's when it occurred to me that, you know, there is a possibility here.
Well, you know, I thought we had a possibility to start the game. I was a little more positive than maybe most people. But Tyler, like I said, had a struggle a little bit Monday night. But tonight, he didn't make his first shot either. And
that's right, yeah.
We said we needed to make just one of the other goals, we need to make some threes. And we obviously did that. But Tyler not only did what he did offensively, but he guarded their best player. And that player is going Division I someplace, sometime. And, you know, he had to play hard and be aware where that guy was the whole night. So it's a great story for Tyler, and I'm just proud of him.
Absolutely. And we'll let you go here as your next 6 days are going to be a whirlwind regardless, despite a little lyric here.
So much for sleep. Eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's okay.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations,
Thank
Coach.
You. Thank you.
And first regional championship since 2005 for USA. And the Patriots are back in the quarterfinals as they'll take on the winner of Detroit Loyola or Detroit Edison Academy, both two very large opponents. We'll return in 2.5 minutes to wrap this one up from Burton Atherton as the Region 20 championship is in the books. The USA Patriots taking out the Flint Beecher Bucks 59-21. to 55.
When you need new transportation, visit Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. It's like Chevy Country with a population of over 100 Chevrolet cars, pickups, and SUVs on the lot at almost all times. It's the perfect place to shop for your brand new or GM-certified pre-owned Chevrolet. Customers come from Bad Axe and Bay City, Caro, Deckerville, Harbor Beach, Sandusky, and beyond to shop from that